has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle fly high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this terrific Thursday, January the 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, Friday, January 12th, yes, my birthday, Rush Limbaugh's birthday, Howard Stern's birthday, 1 o'clock tomorrow, we will have a winter storm watch. Now, you have to understand that the watch is exactly that. It's a watch. That means you need to look for it. Okay, so what we are looking at is a watch for tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock. They claim in this watch, and this comes to us by the National Weather Service, that will go until 1 o'clock on Saturday. Now, again, this is a winter storm watch. This is not a warning. And the reason I bring this up is because the special state committee meeting that Christina Caramo has called for Saturday at 10 o'clock, 4 Stone School Road in Houghton Lake, Michigan, is on. It has not been canceled pursuant to a fake email blast that went out last night at 8 o'clock hour by the quote-unquote acting chair, Melinda Pago. Then an hour later, in the 9 o'clock hour, Christina Caramo responded to it and said, Melinda Pago is not using the real MIGOP website's mailing system. Our system is MIGOP.org. Her fake system that she's put together is MI-GOP.org. That was a false email. She does not have the authority to say the meeting's been canceled due to inclement weather. We're going to get into all this story today. We're going to get the truth out to you guys. You're going to share the truth with everybody. Today is Thursday, January the 11th. This show will repeat tomorrow morning. Right now, I'll be speaking at 6:10 in the morning on Friday, January 12th. We're going to get into these emails, and we're going to get into a possible reason why this coup d'etat, this civil war, is happening within the Michigan Republican Party. Longtime friend, engineer, pilot, personal friend of Patrick Kobach, Bob Cushman. He's put together a theory, and I believe most of what he alleges is the exact basis, the exact reason why this civil war is going on within the Michigan Republican Party. We're going to lay it all out in this hour. We've got some guests coming on in the third hour. But we're going to get through all of this civil war crap. We're going to understand the dynamics behind all of it and the possible reasons for it. And we're going to talk about it. Get your response. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by the upcoming class hosted by the Mackinac County Republican Party. It's going to be Saturday, February 3rd in St. Ignace. You need to text me the word class. I will send you the flyer and a link to the website, acconservatives.org. All the information is there. Read the post. Follow the instructions. $49 donation will cover your book for the Robert's Rules of Order Quick Start Guide, along with a reference guide, 6 pages laminated, for a quick reference referral to understanding Robert's Rules of Order, and a copy, a full-size copy, not a pocket copy, but a full-size copy of the Michigan State Constitution. Class is going to be Saturday, February 3rd. Text me class, and I'll text you the link and the flyer. Taking a quick look at the weather, Traverse City is reporting in as a hot spot right now at 30 degrees. And then on both water coasts, Lake Michigan, right here at the studio, we're at 28 degrees, as is Alpena over on Lake Huron. Atlanta, 24. Gaylord reporting in this morning at 25. Petoskey, 25. Rogers City, 26. And then, as you cross the bridge, it starts to get colder. 22 this morning in St. Ignace right now, 9 o'clock hour. And the cold spot, Dr. Jeff, Sault Ste. Marie Animal Hospital. Yes, 11 degrees up there at Sault Ste. Marie. Now, getting to the bottom of what the heck is really going on. As you recall, February last year, Christina Caramo took over as chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Party. Pretty straightforward, right? At convention, mostly grassroots precinct delegates stuck through the voting process. Many left and went home. Well, the Patriots stayed, and they elected Christina Caramo to be the chair. Immediately, Matt DiPerno, J.D. Glasser, Scott Greenlee, many others started attacking her. A radio talk show host sent me a text message, "Well, I hope you're happy because you and your Patriots have just run the party right into the ground. It has just been set up for total bankruptcy. Christina Crammel's not going to be able to raise money." That was the narrative. She promised that she would raise $50 million, and she hasn't done it and can't do it. So welcome to getting an ineffective chair of the Michigan Republican Party elected heading into a huge 2024 election. That was the narrative. The media put it out there. Craig Mauger, the communist reporter from the Detroit News and others like him, blasted that narrative everywhere. So regular donors that had been donating to the Michigan Republican Party every single year, well, they kind of said, you know what? If this thing's going to be bankrupt, I'm not throwing my money away. In addition, Ron Weiser refused to give her the files, the Rolodex, the spreadsheet of the donors list. Locked her out from having access to that information that had been owned by the Michigan Republican Party for years. You got to understand, folks, those spreadsheets, those database, that email list, those phone numbers have been developed, added to, updated, grown over the years as a source for the acting chairman, elected chairman, to be able to make phone calls, develop relationships with these people, talk to them on the phone. The majority of your day is spent on the phone talking to donors to raise money. That is your job. That's what you get paid to do. Well, she didn't have access to the donor list. The Comerica checking account that the party had had for years, they closed it. Christina Caramo had to go out, go to another bank, and start a brand new checking account. She had no access to any bank records where she could even go and look at statements to see the cash flow of the Michigan Republican Party. Next comes the Peter Seccia building. You've heard all about this. Well, it was given to the party by the former ambassador, Peter Seccia. He had been involved in politics for many, many decades, going way back to George Romney, governor of the state of Michigan back in the 1960s. Very wealthy individual, literally gave a building to the party. Over the years, chairs came and gone. When I first got involved with the party back in 2010, Solanusis, chair of the party. Then Bobby Shostak. Then Ron Weiser. Then Laura Cox. Then Ronna Romney McDaniel. And then this last cycle, Ron Weiser took it back. In that process, Bobby Shostak, I believe, is a real estate developer, Shostak Brothers, down in Oakland County, Michigan. I believe his knowledge of trusts was shared with the other chairs, previous and then future. They chose to put the building into a trust and made themselves trustees of the building. Well, they wanted Christina Caramo, her administration, to lease the building for $12,000 a month, $144,000 a year, plus pay the taxes and the utilities. Christina Caramo said, we don't even need the building. Me and all of my officers and people within the party, we work from home. I believe Christina lives in the Oakland County area, her treasurer over in the Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Portage, wherever area. Not going to drive to Lansing every day to go sit in a big, huge, empty building that nobody's using. We're not going to do it. Sorry, not going to do it. So now the building's sitting empty. Christina Caramo told him to lease it, create income for it. And as this year unfolded, 2023, it became clearly obvious that she was going to be blackballed, blacklisted, not going to get any donations from the donor class in any way, shape, or form. Basically, a self-fulfilling prophecy. After she got elected, she's not going to be able to raise any money. Take away the donors list, the Excel spreadsheets, the database. Don't give her access to the knowledge of who to call to get donations. Let's feed our communist news friend Craig Mauger and his compadres, whatever word you want to use, into having them put the stories out there. Well, September came. We had the Michigan Republican Party's every 2 years biennial leadership conference on the island. All we saw in the news was how bad an event it was. Lowest turnout ever, even though they had great speakers, lots of great information, and there were people there. I know because I was there all day Friday and took the last ferry home at midnight and rode it with State Representative Jim DeSana from the 29th District. But then comes a legal move. Christina Caramo and Dan Hartman, her legal counsel, started looking into this building in Lansing. You know, the one that's in the trust where the former chairs are the trustees of the trust. Well, Christina Caramo filed a lawsuit. The party, by herself, authorized the attorney, Dan Hartman, to file a lawsuit against the Michigan Republican Party Trust that owns the building, as well as Comerica Bank. Comerica Bank. Who is Comerica Bank? Long time bank institute here in the state of Michigan, where they had the Michigan Republican Party's bank account and had gotten loans from Comerica Bank against future donations. It was a business. Here's our accounts receivables. This is what we expect to get in donations from longtime donors year in and year out. DeVos family, Betsy DeVos, many others. This is who we get our donations from. Will you give us a loan against those receivables? Answer, yes. They've been doing it for years. Weiser, Shostak, Laura Cox, Ronald Romney, McDaniel, Saul Anousis, all of these people, former chairs of the party. Well, now comes the lawsuit. The attorneys representing these people, the bank, and these former chairs have 21 days to file an answer. You allege certain things in your lawsuit. They respond to those certain things in their answers. It's all filed with the court. Okay, duly noted. The judge looks at the complaint. Judge looks at the answers. Says, okay, the case can go forward. What's the next step? Discovery. Ooh, what is discovery? That's people raising their right hand, swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help them God, in front of a stenographer. And also a video recorder. Camera for video and sound. Where people are then deposed by the attorneys. Hartman would have a shot at all of the former chairs of the Michigan Republican Party and bank officials at Comerica Bank. They, their attorneys, would have the right to then question Christina Caramo. Well, Bob Cushman's theory is very interesting. Brings up a great legal point. Absolutely. Because one of the things that you have to understand is the process. And we're going to get into the process. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.